what is the main reason? What's the purpose of GitPack? Or what's the reason for its existence? These are possible answers to that. But I would say GitPack exists to primary to spread, to collect data, but I'm not sure that's exactly the role of GitPack. GitPack really is really trying to spread the findings of a worldwide findings. And on what? What subject? That would be on what we call PD. And so the next question is, what is PD? Well, PD would can be defined as perceptive derivations. This is you can't use the word derivations. You have to have it would be they could be seen as outcomes, or derivations could be seen as credits, outcomes of a primary is a good name from proprioceptors. And then it says from the input to proprioceptors of tissue stretch, of changes in degrees of in changes in extensive tissue stretch. Starting from the group of interest, but it started with how did this thing start? It started from problems that we had with variations we saw. We had an institute, and we have a chain of clinics, and we've been studying why there's such a difference in the control conditions of variation. So I might say, of why the surgeons have so many different ways of performing the same procedures. It's a surgery is a very serious subject, of course, and because it means cutting and dissecting human bodies, and of course this is something that is completely unwanted. We're trying to find any alternatives to the need for that, but it will still continue for some time. And so this is started with a study of particular people who are surgeons, and then they were mouth surgeons that we were focused on for in the starting time. And but we could say that this really are findings that applies to all surgeons, and beyond that, it's not only surgery, but in terms of any data collection for finding problems in people's bodies, or you have to be able to have procedures for that. It handles a lot of procedures in the field of healthcare. It would start from that field, very likely, and so that's where we identified it. And we were studying the variation of outcomes in the chain of clinics that were made. We were comparing the accuracy of outcomes and the productivity of the surgeons, and why there was such a big variation in their productivity, or different factors. But accuracy of outcome is very important, of course, because we were getting surgery on retreatment rates, and of course, if we have a problem of accuracy of outcomes, we can expect higher retreatment rates, and It's a huge cost in the field of healthcare. One of the early responsible for that is how much savings do we have in the field of healthcare if we can find something an answer to this. And so I'm trying to find the key to this. And finally, we kind of worked on. We decided the key was what we're calling. We call it PD, proprioceptive derivation, or proprioceptive derivation. Is something we had been word as our acronym for this, but perhaps there's a better word for it. We had for a better term, but PD is a short one, and we like short terms. So we can stay with it. So that raises. But assuming that we're going to stay with the word PD. Which is highly emphasized in up to date with this group called the GEPIC members. I think that GEPIC, if it's going to become well known and spread widely, that it's had to happen. That's something that's significant to spread, and very important to spread. That would mean decreased rates of especially we have a regressive health care or repeated care, or it means just retreatment rates. That's one of the first things, but it goes further than that. We find that the settings for health care are certainly established. Probably are the key to establishing the habits of health of provide of the. About the people who give health care. That would be, and we've stated this in many ways already, so I'm kind of getting back on this some myself. I'm seen as a person who started the whole thing. And about this interest. Then the person who became quite excited about what we had been working on, his name is Mike Daugherty, and he felt that we should organize to really move in a very big way. But we've been putting we have a hold on this for the time being, but we now think we better get started, really get going on this.